Let's talk about this live to CBS News national security analyst and host of the School of War podcast, Aaron McClain. Aaron, good to have you with us. So you hear the president there saying he feels like it's a big win. You hear somebody like Ted Cruz, who has to say what he has to say. You could drive a truck through the disparity between those two statements. What say you?
There's a lot of tension right now with Republican hawks over the nature of this memorandum of understanding. They don't like a lot of what's in it. Senator Cruz pointed to the amount of money that Iran's going to get up front as a part of this deal because of sanctions waivers, amongst other measures. But then there's also this issue that the piece just pointed to about what's going on in Lebanon. Sort of remarkably, you might even say insanely, the first paragraph of the MOU requires the United States to bring about the end of hostilities in Lebanon, a war in which the United States is not a participant, between two entities, Israel and Hezbollah, that are not parties to the MOU. So how the United States allowed itself to sign this document, which has this kind of obvious trap in it, is a little mystifying to me. And yet here we are.